Chapter 1. To the City. Saturday morning. Evie Clark waited beside the car. She looked at her phone again.
"Hurry up, Mum," she called. "We need to go now."
Her mother came outside.
"Where's Harry?" Evie asked. "He's not coming to the station. Why not?"
Mrs. Clark said, "Please, get in the car, Evie. I'll tell you on the way." They drove away.
"Your brother isn't happy," said Mrs. Clark. "Now he's in high school, he's meeting new kids from other towns. They laugh about his scars and call him Scarface."
Harry had scars on his face and on his arms and legs. Evie had scars on her hands and on her legs too. Evie said,
"I'll find those kids and talk to them. They won't call him Scarface again."
Mrs. Clark smiled and said, "You're a good sister, Evie." Evie, Harry and their mother lived in Seaview, a small town beside the sea. Seaview was about 300 kilometres south of Sydney. Evie was in the Seaview High School choir. She loved music and singing. Today, she and three other students were going to the city with their music teacher, Ms. Keating. Evie, Mike Rennie, Jess Smith and Claire Littleton were the best singers in the choir and often sang as a group. The four of them were going to sing with the Wattlegrove School Choir at Wattlegrove's 100-year birthday concert. Ms. Keating was an old Wattlegrove student. Her best friend was now the music teacher there.
Evie said, "Mum, I don't want to go away."
Mrs. Clark said, "Aren't you happy about going to the city for the concert?"
"Not really. The choir will be full of city kids. They'll look at me and laugh at my scars."
"You'll be okay. Your friends will be there with you. And you and Mike are both staying with the same family."
Mrs. Clark stopped the car across the road from the railway station. Ms. Keating and the others were already there. The students' families were there too.
"You're late, Evie," said Ms. Keating.
"I'm sorry, miss," said Evie.
Ms. Keating said to everyone,
"Remember, we'll be in the city for 4 nights and you'll be staying with families from Wattlegrove School. I gave you their names last week. You need to sing well at the birthday concert. Then the school will ask Seaview High students to return next year."
The train came and the Seaview High group got on. Everyone called goodbye. Jess and Claire sat in one seat. Ms. Keating said,
"Sit with Mike, Evie, or you can sit with me."
Evie liked Ms. Keating, but no one wanted to sit with the teacher. The train left the station. Mike and Ms. Keating read. Jess and Claire talked, and Evie looked out of the window. An old man and his wife sat in front of their group. The woman read a newspaper.
"Oh, listen to this," she said to her husband. "A man went to the shops and left his dog in the car. A thief took the dog and sold it for a lot of money."
"Did the police find the dog?"
her husband asked. She looked at the newspaper again.
Yes, they found it and gave it back. Remember my friend Mavis lost her dog in the summer? She never found it. Maybe a thief took it.
Mike said to Evie,
My dad says people take dogs in Seaview too.
Evie didn't answer. She didn't like dogs. Mike opened his book again.
What are you reading, Mike?
Mike showed her the book. On the front was a picture of a man with a gun.
He looks nasty, said Evie.
He is. He's a thief, said Mike. It's a good book. I like the detective in it. Do you like detective stories?
Not much, said Evie.
I'm going to be a police officer, said Mike. I want to be a detective one day.
Mike's father was a police officer. Mike read his book and Evie looked out of the window again. The air was warm and the sound of the train made her tired. She went to sleep. She's playing on the beach with Harry. Evie is 10 and Harry is 8. They are making a hole in the sand. Their mum is talking to a friend down the beach. Suddenly, a big black dog runs down the beach. It has a stick in its mouth. The dog drops the stick next to Harry. Harry picks up the stick. He's going to throw it to the dog. The dog barks and shows its teeth. Harry drops the stick, but the dog barks again and jumps on him. Harry screams and falls on his back. The dog bites Harry's face. It won't leave him. It bites his arms and legs. Harry screams and screams. Their mum is running down the beach. A man is running too. He shouts at the dog,
Stop, Spike! Stop!
The dog doesn't stop. There is blood on the sand. Evie shouts at the dog and tries to pull it away. It stops biting Harry, but now it bites Evie. Her hand is in its mouth. She pulls her hand out. The dog bites her legs. She sees the blood and falls onto the sand. The man pulls the dog away from Evie and runs away with it. Some people on the beach run after him. Their mum is there. She's crying. She takes Evie and Harry into her arms and holds them.
Wake up, Evie!
Mike touched her arm.
You're having a bad dream.
Ms. Keating said,
Are you okay, Evie?
Everyone looked at her. Evie's face was red.
I'm sorry, she said quietly. I was remembering. It was just a dream.